Hello and welcome to the Radio Academy podcast. I'm Laura Rawlings. Today we've got Owain Wynne-Evans from BBC Radio 2.
Bore da, darlings, croeso I gaire dydd. Welcome to BBC Radio 2 live from Cardiff. I'm Owain Wynne-Evans, drummer, brooch enthusiast, lover of cats, and now we are early morning companion on BBC Radio 2.
This is Owain Wynne-Evans.
Owain took over the early breakfast show in February, and he joined us as one of our guest speakers at a recent Radio Academy training event at Cardiff University. And after a short post-show nap, I caught up with him for a little natter before he went on stage with fellow Radio 2 host Jason Mohammed. So how's he enjoying doing the new show?
Oh, I am loving it. It's such a lovely show to do, and for me it's extra special because I get to do it here from Cardiff. And as often is the case in this industry, you know, you end up moving around, and Aaron, my husband, and I have moved from Cardiff to London, then Leeds, then Manchester. And to be honest, Laura, always thought in the back of my mind, I knew that Cardiff would probably be where we'd like to kind of, you know, be eventually, I suppose. Yeah. But you just have to be flexible with this sort of world, don't you? And think, okay, well, if that's where the job takes me, I'll go there. But when the news came that Radio 2 wanted to move this show here to Cardiff, I was just over the moon. A gorgeous city to work in, a lovely new building as well, and a really special time of the day to be broadcasting.
Tell me what it was like getting that call. How does this actually happen?
It was just incredible. I've worked in radio for many of the 20 years that I've kind of worked, 21 years that I've kind of worked in TV, the media, if you like. And yeah, I was doing cover here or there, you know, did a lot of cover on Radio 2. I did some drumming programs for them. And
we may have heard about you and your drumming,
Oh yeah, I'm sure we'll chat about that a bit later. But when I got the call, I was just over the moon, because there's something about radio. I think no matter what you do in this industry, radio is always the one that feels closest to people. And I think everybody who works in the industry will say that, because it's personal and you're with somebody, you're in their car, you're on their bedside table, you know, when they wake up, or in their kitchen or wherever you
may. Or in bed.
Or in bed, absolutely. That's the thing, I'm in bed with lots of people. Got to be careful how you say that. But it was just the most incredible news. And I'd worked as a weather forecaster for years. And during my time as a weather forecaster, I was lucky enough to get, I say lucky enough, I worked hard, you know, I was working most weekends, working double shifts, just massively putting the hours in, which we all know a lot of the time, like, that's kind of what you do and what you've got to do. But it was just so wonderful to get this news, and I'm loving it.
In terms of auditions behind the scenes, do you have to do that sort of thing for it?
Well, I think a lot of the time with these jobs, the audition process is what you've done. It's your experience and how people have kind of taken to you on air, or what the audience reception is like, and those sorts of things. So no, there wasn't an audition for me. I was covering. I was asked if I'd like to do the show then. That news came eventually. And then, yeah, I took it. And I took it with both hands, and I thought, you know what, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to be... I've always tried to be, because for so many years, Laura, I've not been myself, you know? I've tried to suppress this me, basically, on air. And early on in my career, there were conversations where people were telling me that I needed to do that. And it took a lot of time then to decompress that weight that you apply to yourself, really. But with this, ever since I started covering on Radio 2, I thought, okay, if they like me, that would be amazing. But if the audience don't like me, well, that's also fine, because you can't please everyone. But I was very, very happy that the response has been just lovely. 88291, that's our number if you want to give us a text and add your guest to the list. But whilst you are thinking about that one, let's speak to our air drummer this morning. It's Lisa. Lisa, good morning.
Bore da, Owain, ti'n iawn?
Bore da, cariad, fi'n iawn, diolch yn fawr. How are you this morning, Lisa?
I'm really, really good, thank you. It's lovely to talk to you.
Oh, lovely to talk to you as well. Now, with the use of the Welsh language there and the Welsh accent, am I right in assuming that you are indeed from Wales and in Wales?
Oh, I think so. I can't give that one up easy, can I? It's a distinctive accent, isn't it?
Neither can I, darling. Neither can I. Absolutely. And quite frankly, why would you want to give it up?
Exactly.
So how are you feeling this morning, Lisa? Are you good?
Well, I turned 37 weeks pregnant yesterday. So,
My goodness.
Very exciting times. I promise not to go on in labour on A. Well, I'll try anyway. So getting very excited now and getting all the last bits together.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, that is such an exciting time. Exciting time. Is this song that you're going to be choosing? Is this an important song to you during this time?
This song's a little bit before my time, but my mum and I really love this song. My mum brought me up on all of the classics and putting together the Labour playlist. This song has to be on there. If there's anything that's going to evict my little girl, I think it might be this song.
Well, I hope it doesn't do it now.
No, not in the next 3 minutes or so.
Absolutely, Lisa. Lisa, so lovely chatting to you this morning.
Thank you
for coming on. Would you like to do the honours and introduce your air drum anthem this morning, please?
Absolutely, Owen, dear. So my air drum anthem today is a song by Sweet and it's Ballroom Blitz.
Have you got used to hearing your name in the jingles yet? That's like the first bit you hear, isn't it? I'm thinking of you, morning one, you hear your name in the official jingle and then you've got to open the mic and chat.
Oh, definitely. The first time when they made jingles for me first, when I first started covering for OJ Borge, love OJ, he does the Midnight Till 3 show, brilliant programme on Radio 2. And that comes from Salford. So I was covering for OJ for a time. And when they made me those jingles, I was like, oh my gosh, it says Owain Wynne Evans on Radio 2. But I kind of got used to the excitement of that, because when I worked for Radio Leeds or Radio York and Sheffield and Manchester and all the other English regions that I used to work for, whether it was covering their breakfast shows or doing their mid-morning stuff, you know, I was used to hearing the name, but there still is something really special about a new set of jingles, I think.
Oh, definitely. My little one sings along to jingles, you know, and I'm sure we all do behind the scenes as well. But yeah, there is something about it. And what was it like when you then did start talking? Are you operating the desk? Are you opening the fader? Yeah. So tell me about that moment when you first, like, this is your show now. This is different. You're not covering for someone else.
Definitely. It feels different, most certainly. And even though I'd been using the equipment for many years, there was a refresher was needed, shall we say, because I think anybody who wants to do a job right will apply extra pressure on themselves, because you want to make sure that you're doing it to the best of your ability and you're kind of giving the audience what is expected and also what they deserve to hear, because I always feel like they're giving me their time when they listen to my show and they're choosing to listen to me. So right from the start, I thought, this needs to be as good as it can be. And of course, when you're doing shows live and when you're running the desk and when you're using the equipment, of course, sometimes things are going to go wrong. You're going to make mistakes. You listen to the best radio DJs and little things happen every now and then. I think it's part of the beauty of live broadcasting and radio, actually. Mm. And in all the TV stuff I've done as well, I say all the, you know, the TV stuff I've done over the years, people seem to love it when things, when they know, oh, that is live, you know? And there's something so special about live media and being able to be immersed in it and operating the desk feels special as well. And I've always liked the technical aspect, because when I was about, I must have been about 11 or 12, I asked my parents for a pair of turntables from Tandy's in Llanelli, which is like an electrical shop. My poor parents, they were so patient. So, you know, first it was the drum kit. And then I was like, actually, I think I want to be a DJ as well. So they bought me these turntables. And then I would, for Christmas, I would sort of tell people, can I have money? Can I have a tenner? Can I have a fiver? I want to buy a CD player. I want to buy another CD player or disco lights, which I still collect weirdly. So the operation of how it gets from us to the audience, I've always found quite interesting.
Okay, well, I'll see how much we can squeeze in as to how much more detail we can go into that, and maybe your disco light collection. Let's talk about Bengo Media, who you're working with. So they're the production company behind the show. So talk to me a little bit about what happens between the shows and the relationship, who you've got in the team.
We're very lucky. I feel lucky to be working with Bengo. Obviously, Bengo are a Welsh company. For those who don't know Bengo Media, they're based here in Cardiff. They're run by Steve and Marina. They own the company. I worked with Steve Austin's many years ago when he worked in BBC Wales. And what I love about it is Bengo truly understand what doing a show from Wales means. We don't want the show to sound like it's a Welsh show. This isn't a show for Wales that happens to be broadcast on network. That's not how it works. It's a network show that's coming from Wales. And I think that we worked quite hard at the start in making sure that the listener, if they're listening in Aberdeenshire, if they're listening in Minehead, or if they're listening in Stockport or wherever, they feel like they can be part of it as well. So with Bengo, that was an important part of the how it started up. But they worked really hard on the pitch, and every day this is how it works. So the producers get in, either Vicky or Georgie. Vicky's actually here with me now. Vicky's very well behaved, very quiet.
She's not shouted any notes for your ear or given you the raised eyebrow at all yet. I'm actually a bit disappointed.
No, absolutely. I think I must be doing all right, actually. Yeah. So the producers, and we have assistant producers on the show as well, Holly and Kaylee. So it's just a luxury to have two people with you every day. And then those two teams rotate every week, which is great, because as far as burnout and such is concerned, it's kind of less likely to happen. They have 1 week TX, 1 week prep.
So because they're working on it when you're at home having your nap, yeah, they're continuing to sort out the next day's show or any planning ahead, right?
Yeah, exactly. So they're planning, they're working on stuff, they're moving on. And it's just really lovely to be part of that mix. I knew you wouldn't disappoint. So it's Respect Your Cat Day tomorrow, everyone. So I'm looking for suggestions for a cat playlist, of course. Songs of artists with a feline theme or connection, please. And feel free to get clever with it. Show off your skills and your lateral thinking. Maybe there are words that you can apply cat to, feline, etc. How about Black Eyed Peas? I've got a feline. I know. Catatonia, maybe? So just laughing at my suggestions. Yours are much better, and thank goodness they are indeed coming in. Morning Wine, perfect in for your cat playlist. Stray Cat Strut by the Stray Cats. Thank you very much, 655. Actually, no, it's Fiona. Thank you, Fiona, from Aberdeen. Sveta from Todmorden has been in touch and has also sent a picture on WhatsApp of her cat. Can I just say, our WhatsApp is always open for cat pictures. So please do keep them coming, 08000 288 291. Let me describe the cat. The cat is black, it's got lovely pointy ears, and it looks like an absolute darling. I don't know if this is now Sveta, if this picture of the cat is taken off, the cat's awake, in which case the cat is a Bora darling. Bora Darwine. What about Cat Stevens? I love my dog. Maurice in Dubai. Yeah, great. Like that. Bit of, you know, not straight down the line thinking there, Maurice. Love it. Morning Owine, Toma from Blackpool says, curiosity killed the cat, down to earth. It's a good one. It's a good one. So 88291, for Respect Your Cat Day tomorrow, I'm looking for suggestions for a cat playlist that I'm going to play Franny the cat, and she's going to absolutely love it. I know she is. Right, we've got some new music now. This is Eyes Closed from Ed Sheeran.
Tell me, what would you like to do with the show? You know, looking ahead, when you've got this blank sheet of paper and you know, you've got your feet well and truly under the table now, but what would you like to do with it?
Oh, that's a good question, Laura. What we've done already, I think, is amazing. Getting people to say or refer to themselves as my Bora darlings.
Yes.
It's just brilliant. And I have people have been shouting Bora darling at me now, and I've been going out and about now. So the
so
word
you've got
is
your catchphrase.
We've got the catchphrase. So, you know, the listeners are the Bora darlings and they love that. We get voice notes from all sorts of people who are listening, calling themselves Bora darlings. Drum anthems is a lovely thing because drumming, yeah, obviously a big part of me and what I do and what I love. There will be more things over the next couple of months. I just know it. But for now, I'm just having a lovely time, spending time with the audience, talking to them, and feel honoured that they're giving us a bit of their day.
Thank you so much. And just finally, do you put your clothes out the night before? Is that how you do it? Because you're known for being fabulously dressed, and you are today.
Well, I can't promise that I'm fabulously dressed every morning at 3:30, but I do put my clothes...
Vicky says you are.
Thanks, Vicky. I'll slip you that tenner later, babe. Yeah, I do get everything ready the night before, and I try to get up and go, you know?
quality advice on nailing the early starts. I used to do earlies and frequently dressed in the dark so not to disturb anyone else. And I once went out to go and get a guest when it was starting to become daylight and realised that I had odd shoes on. I had one brown shoe on and one blue shoe on. I hadn't followed Owain's advice. Let me just tell you quickly about a couple of our forthcoming podcast guests. We've got Josh Baker from the incredible Shamima Begum series and a selection of newsroom bosses sharing what they're looking for in newsreaders. So they're to come. And don't forget, Fleur East is going to be in conversation at the next Last Monday's event in London. All of the details are on the Radio Academy website, and it is, of course, free if you are a member to come. And it would be great to see you there. Until next time.